Chapter 7. The Koalasanth. Comprehension. Read this passage. The film Jurassic Park tells the story of a scientist who recreates dinosaurs in the modern world. Of course, the story is fictional, but many scientists probably wish that it was true. Imagine being able to study creatures which have been dead for millions of years and only exist as fossils today. Well, in 1938, that is exactly what did happen. In that year, the crew of a trawler fishing off the coast of South Africa caught a strange fish. It was nearly 2 meters long, with strong jaws and thick scales. No one in the area had ever seen that species of fish before, so the catch was reported to a marine biologist, Professor J.B.L. Smith. When Professor Smith came to take a look at the fish, he couldn't believe his eyes. He recognized it instantly as a fish called a koalasanth. As he had only ever seen koalasanths up to 30 centimeters long before, this specimen was very big. However, the really unusual thing about it was not its size, but the fact that scientists had believed the koalasanth had been extinct for about 70 million years. Professor Smith recognized the koalasanth so easily because, in its fossil form, it had been studied by scientists for a long time. Scientists were very interested in the koalasanth, as the fossils of the fish were 400 million to 70 million years old. This included the time, 350 million years ago, when fish first crawled onto land and began to develop into land creatures. They hoped that by studying the koalasanth, they would be able to answer some questions about how and why fish first left the sea. Since 1938, several dozen other specimens of the koalasanth have been caught, not in South Africa, but 1,000 miles away, near the tiny Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean. Scientists have studied how the fish swims and the way it bears its young. They have been able to find the answers to questions they thought had been lost 70 million years ago.